U.S. stocks turn up moderately this morning after yesterday's inflation-inspired mess. I'm David Brancaccio. In the first 20 minutes of trading this morning, the Dow is up 109 points, 0.4%. The S&P is up 0.4% as well. Actually, so is the NASDAQ. This after the Dow fell nearly 1,300 points yesterday, and the NASDAQ lost more than 5%. Yesterday's sell-off was driven by a sense of dread that the fight against inflation is not a shock-and-awe brief battle, but an extended campaign. Players in the bond market feel this even more acutely. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Hiya.
Hello, David.
Yesterday, retail inflation. Today, wholesale inflation. The headline of that ticked down just slightly, but that's not how you look at it.
As with consumer prices, you have to look at core, so ex-food, ex-energy producer prices, and those were also up on the month and year over year, still showing really strong signs of inflation. And so I think this is the worrisome story for bond investors. The worrisome story is that inflation is more persistent than previously expected, so higher rates for longer. So it's really the bond market reacting to higher inflation for longer, and that's hitting markets.
Now, the Fed likes to move interest rates a quarter of a percentage point at a time, sometimes half a percent. Then there's 0.75% for these strange times. Is it crazy to think that the central bank might do a whopping increase of 0.5 percentage point next week?
David, it is not crazy. In fact, the bond market is pricing roughly a 30% chance of that outcome. Hasn't happened in more than 3 decades, that sort of move, but it's possible.
All right, hold on to your hats. We don't even wear hats. Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden & Riegel, Los Angeles. Thank you very much.
Have a great week.
All right, fewer Americans and many fewer children were living in poverty last year. That's according to the Supplemental Poverty Measure, a comprehensive assessment of economic hardship that's just out from the Census Bureau. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Poverty experts generally prefer the Supplemental Poverty Measure because it factors in things like geographic differences in the cost of living and safety net programs like food stamps. By that measure, the poverty rate fell to 7.8% in 2021, the lowest number since the Bureau started tracking the supplemental poverty rate in 2009. The share of children living in poverty declined even more dramatically, by nearly half. So why? Well, the labor market was good, but maybe more important were big tax credits for low-income households and that last stimulus payment. The expanded child tax credit was particularly helpful for Black households. The poverty rate for Black children fell from 17% to single digits. It's unclear whether poverty will continue to decline. The expanded child tax credit and other parts of the social safety net were rolled back in 2022. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
First, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk wanted to buy Twitter and then let the tweets be more of a free-for-all. Then he didn't want Twitter, and he's fighting to keep from paying a penalty for backing out, saying there are too many fake accounts there. Also, a whistleblower accuses Twitter of being lax on cybersecurity, something the social media and advertising company disputes. Now, Twitter shareholders have voted to approve Musk's takeover bid, fine by them, which sounds like a pointless exercise, but it's not. Here with the teachable moment is Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Hello, Eric.
Hello, David.
The man doesn't want to buy this thing. He's not going to. Why all this attention to Twitter shareholders voting yes, we'd be fine with selling to him?
Because under Delaware law and under the purchase agreement, if the shareholders don't vote yes, Musk gets what he wants. He gets to wiggle out because it's a condition of his obligation to close that the shareholders vote yes. And it's a double condition. It's a condition in the contract, and it's required by Delaware state law. So that vote was, well, it wasn't a surprise, but it absolutely was critical because without it, Musk walks, and not only that, He walks with $1 billion from Twitter.
My kind of walk. Now, this is a recent example, right? Occasionally, shareholders say, no, not interested in some deal.
Yeah, sometimes you get a surprise. So we recently had this battle for Spirit Airline by Frontier and JetBlue. Frontier and JetBlue were battling for it. Spirit entered into a deal with Frontier, just like Twitter and Musk, but the Spirit shareholders voted no. Kind of a surprise, kind of a disappointment to management. And as a result, it looks like Spirit is going to be bought by JetBlue instead of Frontier.
Now, back to Twitter. What has happened here with this shareholder vote? I mean, that puts additional pressure on Elon Musk as he tries to get out of here.
The yes vote means the litigation moves forward. It means Musk is going to have to take his chances in front of the Delaware court. And despite sort of the arm waving at yesterday's hearing by the Twitter whistleblower, it still doesn't look good for Musk. So he had to be hoping against hope that somehow the shareholders would have voted no.
Always good to talk to Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Eric, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Twitter's stock is currently just above $41 a share. The deal with Musk was set to pay way above that, $54.20 a share, which may also explain why stockholders want this to go forward, and Musk less so. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.